don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News is not a fun place to be, and sometimes you need some help, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to be a mediator because it's never easy to break bad news, ever.
I always wanted to be an attorney.
See?
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, you would be great at it.
I'd be perfect.
Yeah, you would.
Making you cry, taking your money.
Hey.
This morning, we have Jennifer on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Oh, she sounds terrible.
Yeah. Well, what's going on, girl?
Well, I just, need to tell my ex that I don't think I want to get back together with him, and it's just kind of raining on my parade today.
Oh. You don't want to get back with your ex, you said?
Yeah, he asked me to take a break, 2 months ago, and recently has kind of been hitting my phone up again, and I think he wants to get back together, but I'm not sure that, I want to do that anymore.
Oh, wow.
Why did you guys break up?
Yeah.
He said that he needed some time. We've been together for a while, and he said that he needed some time and space to figure out who he is without me.
Wow. So how long were you guys together? What's a while?
2.5 years.
Okay.
And so this time away, I'm wondering, did you keep it open? Well, actually, because he broke up with you, was he listen, I need to go flourish around town and go meet some hotties and see what that's about, because I don't know if you're the one or not? That happens.
I didn't really keep in contact with him too much for the first, month that we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understood, he told me that he did go on, 2 dates.
Okay.
All right. So you don't want to get back with him. I mean, are you not in love with him anymore? Or how did you come to this not wanting to get back with him?
Well, it was really hard getting over it. And I don't want to reopen that wound.
Yeah.
I'm kind of ready to move on.
Wow. That good
makes,
for you.
That makes sense. Sometimes someone can, they want their space and they can be gone a little too long and things change for the other person.
Yeah.
You know,
usually for at least me, I would not be over that quickly. It would take me a long ass time, years probably when something like that occurs. But
yeah.
All right, girl. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to play song when we get back. We're going to help you to break the bad news to Levi that, yes, it's true. He broke up with you for about, 2 months, you said. And now you're just I don't want to get back with you. He wants you back, but you ain't going back.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to see what happens next. With Chris and Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad news to your ex. Well, that's a new one.
Yeah, it is. So, hey, Jennifer is calling because she has bad news to break to her ex-boyfriend. He broke up with her a few months ago. He wanted some space, but now it seems like he wants to get back together. She's calling to say, she doesn't want him back.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel that pain again. So, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. Jennifer, you'll be able to hear us, although Levi will not. And then eventually we'll chime into the call. Okay. To help you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, Levi. How are you?
Hey, babe. Oh, I'm so glad you called. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I think we should talk.
I've been thinking the same thing, man. I've been really missing you. So, yeah, that would be awesome. When you free tonight? You want to get together? Or you want to do lunch?
No, I would rather talk now, if that's all right.
He sounds
okay.
So excited.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should get back together.
What? I mean, what do you mean? You want to, like, wait a little longer or sort of ease into it or?
Not really.
No, not really. I don't think I want to get back together with you at all.
Are you serious?
Here, let's chime in. Hi, good morning. Is this Levi?
What?
What?
Oh.
Hi, Levi. this is some friends of Jennifer. We met her, you know, just within a couple days of the couple months you guys been without each other. This is Chris and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you this morning?
You're from the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Baby, you called me on the... Okay.
Well, the reason why she needed some help is because this has been a really devastating time in the last 2 months, and she wasn't really sure how to go about laying this out on you. But you know what? In return, this was kind of put on her first, that she's so heartbroken about what has gone on and with you going out on other dates and her trying to get over you. It's been a very painful line, and she just wants you to know that it's not in the cards that she wants to deal again with you.
Well, I mean, that's like a bunch of different stuff that doesn't necessarily all like lead into each other. I mean,
for her,
I hear you saying that it hurt and I mean, I saw that at the time and honestly, it was like, I wish to God I hadn't done it. And I, you know, I'm with you on that. It really sucked and it was awful. And like I said, at the time, you know, I just had this stupid voice in my head that was like, but, you know, you didn't mean to get in this, you know, it was just sort of a fling that got like really good and really serious, but you didn't mean to have this be a permanent thing. And what if, and what, like, I stuck on these what ifs and I knew that like, if we were going to go, like go forward, we like, I didn't want to have to deal with that like voice in my head. So I figured we'd take a little break and I make sure that like, you know, I'm right about how much I wanted to be with you forever. And it's only been 2 months, but it's already very clear that like, the world without you is sucks, and the world with you is great. So like, I've been trying to reach back out and say like, hey, you know what? I learned what I needed to learn and I'm ready to really commit here.
Jennifer, what do you think about that?
What do you think?
I'm still not sure. I don't think you understand how much this put me through, Levi. Like, I went to bed crying every night for the 2 months that we were broken up.
Oh, I'm really sorry, babe. I'm so sorry that I hurt you like this. I mean, it's the last thing I wanted to do.
Jennifer, there's no way that Tracy and I could ever tell you the pain that you didn't go through isn't worth you getting back or staying. But I feel because you guys have been together for 2.5 years that, I don't know. I would really hate for you just to give up on this. I mean, time will heal all pain.
Yep.
And he obviously needed to do something within himself, even though it was stupid. You could probably think on your own part.
Stupid.
Yep.
It's better that he knows 100% than wasting any more of your time that it could have been 2 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Yep.
You guys get divorced. Who knows? Like if you ever got to that point and get married.
Yep.
But it sounds like this guy is wanting to be with you forever.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. At least he tried to figure it out now and mistakes happen, you know,
And if you're young, I mean, this is a typical.
Maybe you guys can slowly, like, kind of put things back together. It doesn't have to go right back to where things were, you know?
I mean, I really understand that I, you know, hurt you and violated your trust, and it's going to take a long time to earn that back, if ever. But
awesome.
I really, really, really want to try.
That's awesome.
Because it's just not the same without you, babe. And I miss you, like, every single day.
Is it true that you want to be with me forever?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I do too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good because I didn't want to throw that out there. That was.
I know.
Well, this is good.
Yeah, this is good great. News.
This
is good. Yeah.
So listen, I think, you know, you hopefully, you know, when you're done working or whatever, you guys can get together tonight and try to get back to what you used to have.
Right.
I mean, I'll come over there right now. Like, I'll, you know, fire me. I don't care. Like, this is more important.
He clearly knows he made a mistake. I mean, you got to give it up to a guy who can admit when he was wrong. Bravo, Levi.
Bravo.
So, I mean, you know, don't clap for me.
I love it.
I'm the dumbass.
Oh, I love him even more.
But he's dumb, but he's fine when he just walked away.
That's right.
And he came on back.
Mm-hmm.
Even finer.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.